unheard of. Not in our area. Everybody to themselves. I think I had talked about this with you before. Most of the neighbors, when we first bought our home, most of the neighbors there were elderly and their kids had already grown up. But that's how they were, you know, they'd get together, you know, like the 4th of July, Memorial weekend, and Labor Day weekend or whatever, and each house would have a party, you know, one year, this house would have a party, and all the neighbors would congregate together and bring a dish to pass and have a cookout. We thought that was pretty neat when we moved in, you know. But now they're all past and got all this younger generation that are, what do you call them, Gen Zings or whatever? Millennials. Yeah, they don't really care. They don't care about nobody. Laying out in the middle of the yard, dying of a heart attack, and then just keep on going by. Yeah, good luck. That's how it is in our area. We got a cop that's that way too, next door. He's all about himself. You wave to him, and he just looks right through you, him and his wife. And they're new. They've only been moved in the neighborhood probably about 2 years. I was like, oh, that's the way you want to be, hey? And they're both alcoholics. She's always stoned out of her head. You can hear her in the summer just cussing and swearing, using a F-bomb all the time, yelling at the kids and the dog. Just imagine. All right, well, just pulling in the work parking lot. Somebody had actually plowed it. That's amazing. It is amazing. Well, good luck on the rest of your day, and be careful moving snow around, you and Patty. It's pretty icy underneath. Don't put your back out. Have a good day. I'll be clearing your final. KB8RVP, KALDF.